Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. This is Lilith with some bedtime stories that I'd like to share with you. With me is Dean Val and our dear friend, Tim Von Pinon. I'll be reading from Book 6 of Your Dream Visions by Duane, the great writer. We'll be discussing the chapters as they come up, and we may even have a guest tonight, and that will be a surprise. If she comes on, we will certainly introduce you to this wonderful lady. Okay, if you have any questions, please feel free to call in, and thank you. Here we go. The human consciousness is merely a vast and seemingly endless collection of impressions and mental concepts, with the addition of emotional stimulation, which are mainly from the subconscious and the reactions that are involved. As a person decides their desired ideas, assumptions, and relationships, these images and configurations, along with added emotions, are set into play on the invisible realms. As the creator continues their elaboration of all that they want in their life, their creations begin to take on a life of their own. This is a creative magnitude of each of us. And so, as lifetimes procedure, we become the effect of our own creations, as many times we think in terms that of somebody else. To hide oneself from the shame of their creations, most people have used the God idea to blame something other than themselves for their inventiveness. There is a 1956 movie called The Forbidden Planet, which is really a good science fiction movie. I saw in high school the basic idea is there is a monster on this far away planet that was actually created by the scientists living there who decided to play around with alien technology. At first, he denied anything to do with it, but others soon discovered it was him who created it, as was a monster from the ID. Because he feared the monster he had created, he had no control over it, so eventually it became his demise. This is actually what happens to people who are into drugs and alcohol or anything obsessive. They soon lose control and become the victims of their choices. Also, the gods of men have been blamed for the creation of physical bodies on this planet, when actually, each of us is our own creation from what we have come to know. It is not hard to see how human deformities occur. As an example of those who have used certain unhealthy things in their bodies, produce sometimes strange offspring. Then there is the unaware soul coming into a new lifetime who may have done some really dastardly deeds in previous lives. And so this time around, their body has a variety of distortions or malfunctions. People pray to their gods for help, and at the same time blame them for almost everything. The reality of self-creating is so evident, yet most do not want to look to themselves, and so they would rather use some idea, such as a God or a curse, and then continue on with their own unawareness of what they're doing. For the most part, mankind is not a conscious being, but lives an unconscious life of reason and reaction because of the creations he has embedded within his invented consciousness. Because of the various strange relationships with people that have been developed over time, along with the person's own projected hallucinations and illusions, many are taplined by others and their ideas. Just like the movie The Matrix, where Neo broke away from his tap lines to start to see what was really taking place in the worlds in which he lived. This world is exactly the same, a science fiction projection of the collective consciousness according to what has been created. Of course, the unaware and asleep humans do not really see what is taking place on their world, nor accept this fact. But as the effects of what is decided show up, it all becomes a rather rude awakening. So it only stands to reason that most are first conditioned by their parents to live and be a certain way, as they will usually stay about the same until their death. It does not take a lot to break away from these ridiculous traditions, which is another word for being condemned. There are many happy traditions, but they still may fall into the same social traps of staying unaware of reality. Each person should do as they pleases, and the end result will be according to what they have chosen. Intent is a real focus, and it depends upon what a person centers himself with, which is a position of choice. Do you fellows have anything to say about that? The position of choice?
I have something to say about karma. Go ahead, Tim. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's this choice stuff. You see, the way I'm looking at it is like the alcohol and drugs that are so prevalent on Earth. And even how they humans ever got to concoct them to work the way they do, we're so influenced by the authoritarians. They put on the technology like TVs and radio, and that, oh, drink beer, that's celebrating life and you feel good. And like people that are involved with the drugs, and they're trying to convince other people that, oh, take these drugs and it makes you feel good, better than you'd normally feel. So we're so influenced, then we decide, well, we'll try this because they say it's so wonderful. When they're not, a person isn't having anybody tell them what the end results are from alcoholism and drug addiction, and and all these things that are we're influenced with by the authoritarians to keep us dumbed down and unaware of why we came here and what life's all about. So we're affected by others, our choices.
Yeah, that's good, Tim. And then I caught in the reading about karma. I had a comment about karma. And just the other week, Dwayne mentioned that there's actually no karma, which is kind of an interesting thought, because everybody, well, of course, they talk about karma. That's your karma. Something goes wrong. Well, that's your bad karma coming back to you. Well, yes, in a sense, it's just cause and effect. But in reality, there is no cause and effect in the true reality. It's just an isness. So it can be, karma can be overridden by just you becoming more aware, and you don't have to go through all this, the results of your actions in a sense. You know, the more aware you are, the more you can override or position yourself so that you're not the effect of your past actions in a way. And there's also another aspect where the real guides can take care of your karma for you in certain situations that they feel is that you don't need to learn anymore. So they'll take away that karma because it's just excess baggage. You don't need it anymore. You don't need to go through the experience anymore. And they see that from a higher viewpoint. So they'll get rid of it for you. And then suddenly you might feel lighter, or you just have a better perception of things in life when that happens. Or sometimes you don't even know it. It's so subtle. But karma is interesting because it's just cause and effect. This is what this world is here, the creation world. It's just you create an action or a thought or an idea or an attitude, and it's going to register someplace in creation and return to you in some form or manner. So this is why we talk about the real guides being in a position of cause. They're not affected by the cause and effect, because they see a greater viewpoint. They're not subject to the effects unless they want to be. And they can work and be in this creation world as they are, but they're aware of their creations. They're aware of their what they send out in creation. So that in itself is, in a way, the effect of that is that you are not going to be the effect, in a way, if you want to put it in a certain way. Just the more cause you are, the more aware of the causes you create, the less effect there'll be. And then you can move right up to the real universes, where there is no cause and effect. It's just an isness. It just is. It's already perfect. It's already done. So you can't create anything. Cause and effect, people are creating all the time, creating trouble for themselves or trying to better themselves. But a lot of times here right now, it's trouble, more and more trouble for themselves. They're getting deeper and deeper into more lifetimes because of their agreements. They don't know about what they're doing subconsciously. So that's a short rundown on karma. Lila, do you have anything?
Well, yes. An experience. Now, Dwayne is saying, an experience that I had is where Rebazar and Paul took me to some of the secret meetings of the certain few of the dark breaths. These people are very evil, as they have their own scum and butthead fraternity membership. Many of the elected officials, such as the president, the Congress, and senators, are groomed with the scum and butthead fraternity, as they must take their part with the total takeover of the elite brats if they want to run for any office. That's what they have to do. We flew into many of these secret meetings unnoticed, as all of them looked like small creatures with scales. Even though from a human point of view, they seem to look normal, here is where one wants to see who they're dealing with from a real position, which shows a person's real intent. These creatures are always planning their next assault on others and instigate some kind of propaganda for the masses to be sucked into. They have professional people that they hire to create something appealing to the public because they know how the public reacts. All of us have been around for thousands of human lifetimes. So whatever each of us have chosen, the end result is showing up now. There will be a long and bad future for those who have chosen to be with the dark side, as they will have to work their way out of the murky depths that they have decided. In my new books, I give many examples of the dark side brats. Your dream visions expose so many things and all the details if need be. The real guides always take us through endless situations to benefit from until we can learn to stand on our own chosen position. The invented systems of the earth could do the same, but they have been taken over by those few who are the biggest cowards of all. Because they are so afraid of being like everyone else and equal in all of life. Fear is always a driving force with most humans, except those who have learned about the ploy and the illusions of fear from many lifetimes of battles and deaths. Most people have been taught to be afraid of what they do not understand. And so it's very easy marketing ploy has taken place with those who rule the earth. The dark brats do not realize that the earth is alive and it can also do whatever it wants. Everything here is cause and effect, and each person will answer for their own deeds and the outcome of what they have decided. The reason for my point blankness about the political arena today is because of the very fact that it takes a lot of real training to finally get established in the real universes of real freedom. This is not an overnight process like that of a baptism, which really gives a person nothing at all but a few happy thoughts. I once saw a German movie called Sophie Scholl, The Final Days. Her and her brother, along with some friends of theirs, were students at a university, and at the same time, they had their own secret protest going about what Adolf Hitler was doing to Germany. They printed and distributed pamphlets to the students and local people to let them know that their views about the Nazi takeover. They were both caught passing out these messages while they were on the campus. The Nazi Gestapo put them through a long interrogation. They soon found themselves guilty of treason because they were writing about peace and freedom as opposed to the brutal massacring of millions of innocent people in the name of the Third Reich. In a way, I am doing the same thing with my new book, only more so, and letting this little planet know about self-real freedom as opposed to the implied and marketed illusionary freedom of this world. The very same people and ideas that financed Adolf Hitler are the ones still heading what is taking place today. I am not holding back when I say that there is a huge conspiracy that has been created and was started many lifetimes ago by the darkest of souls, and now holds the sittings to all the gutless puppets who occupy the ruling positions of most world governments. Most of the world dictators, as there is no real leaders in any political or religious office, have been bought up by those who control the monastery system. And it certainly is not the U.S. Treasury, because they have been taken over since 1913 and even before that. I think that's pretty amazing. We certainly are being controlled, and we want to listen. We want to take the time to see what's really going on. All these nice things, are they really nice? It's very important that each person learn about their dream visions and all that is taking place in this world now, because most people are very trapped subliminally without their knowledge of being so. So what is taking place? As I have said many times, the Matrix dream and a certain few, the elite world controllers, have most of the population believing they are the ones, like the president and the pope, everyone needs to look to for their supposed salvation. As they proclaim, "In God we trust." Well, Miss Sophie was in prison by the Gestapo, she would look out the window and stare at the sun in the sky, as the sun represents the all is on the earth. She was not aware of the true reality at the time, but her heart knew something more real existed. When Sophie and her brother were tried and convicted by the malignant politicians who sentenced them, as she walked out to be executed, she said to her brother, "The sun is still shining." Nature holds a very vital key for each one of us to eventually recognize and realize the true reality. For the most part, the technology of today is part of a ploy to keep people as slaves. And only a few will discover the real freedom now. And it will only come to be when a person is willing to totally listen and be shown what is real now by the real universal guides.
Thank you, Lila. Lila, let's introduce our new friend here, Ariana. I see that she's on. She may be a regular now from now on the show. And she's from Southern California. and maybe you'd like to introduce
yourself. Wonderful. Hello, Ariana.
Hello, Lila. So, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. And
oh, good.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you on. We're just absolutely thrilled. I've been reading, from book 6 of Duane's, Your Dream Visions. And now did you hear what I read about the All Is?
I came in a few minutes late. I was hearing about the young couple in Germany.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm at now. And so they finally, from distributing those pamphlets around the campus, they got put in jail and interrogated, and finally they were executed because of the Nazi party. Nobody's going to get a word in edgewise. They were taken over, So that was their fate. And it's a shame, People come to be a person that is willing and totally listen to be shown what is real now and the real universal guides. People don't want to believe that. Anyway, so tell me about yourself, Ariana.
Not much to tell.
Oh, come on now. You're
well,
on guest tonight. Tell us something.
I'm retired, and I live in a small apartment, and I have 3 little birds for company. And I don't do too much lately. All this pollution has affected my lungs, but I'm getting better. And listening to what you were saying, I think a lot of people today are afraid to speak up.
Yeah, it's that way. People they use intimidation. They use, they make fun of people. Especially the conspiracy theorists, so-called conspiracy theorists, they have a certain label these days. So you're not really cool if you're a conspiracy theorist among most normal circles. So that's where they got, the elites got people. They've done a social engineering on people so that they don't want to investigate more. They say that's a conspiracy, that stops right there. That means it's not valid, or there's no value in it. Let's go on with our daily lives. They don't want to even investigate further. So they've done a good job, the elites have, in terms of conditioning people. But people are waking up, especially what we're doing here. And we're very real in terms of what we're presenting, and it's basically the real education and real guidance for people to have the opportunity to wake up more and have a better position with life.
Right, and like what Duane was saying, we need to focus on the positive, the building things.
Yeah, it's just... it just makes sense that, and we're often accused of being negative, but actually we're just telling it like it is, and then they label it as something other than what it is, which is either good or bad. But it's just these things are happening. We're aware of them, and we're sharing what's going on with people, and they can take it for what it's worth. But it's a challenge for us because people aren't relating to anything we're saying. So how do we bring it down to what they can relate to? And one of the things we're doing is with the environment. The world is dying, it's being poisoned, so people, somewhat can relate to that. I mean, not even that is relatable to a lot of people, but some people see the food and the air and the water being poisoned, and they have a concern, real concern for it. And that's where we come in. You know, they say, what can I do? Well, you can become more aware. That's big, you know.
Well, that question comes up a lot. What can I do? You know, they see the chemtrails and they see the HMO, you know.
GMO.
So what can I do? Mm-hmm. Well, just little things, I think, like cleaning up the beaches. Some people do that all the time. That's wonderful. I think little things, and then if you want to take the next step up, you know, start reading our the books that Dwayne has. And when you can see it, what's really happening, I think you'll take action, you know. You'll start telling the friends about what's going on. They may not believe you, but so what? You know, it's a challenge just to even bring this information and this wonderfulness to people. It's a challenge and it's a great thing. It's great to do it.
Tim, what can we do?
The main thing seems to be, from my viewpoint, is like Lila was just reading what Dwayne said about nobody's getting out of this psych realm stuff without the real guides. So the real presentation, presenting it to others, is much more important than anything like that we do about cleaning up beaches or trying to purify the water or anything like that. Those that have gone through enough lifetimes and get to the point where their heart is pure and sincere and humble, and it's real important to give them the opportunity to get to have the chance to test the new you that's being offered, to connect them to the real guides so that they can get out of this psych realm stuff that they've been through maybe a million lifetimes. Like Dwayne himself says in the new book too, it was over a million lifetimes for him. And some of the other real guides have had to go through over a million lifetimes. Well, it's hard for our human minds to even to try to comprehend thousands, let alone millions of lifetimes of experiences to get to the point where we have the opportunity to get out of the psych realms when we've learned our lessons, or however this stuff is made for us to experience. But the main thing is to share this new presentation is the way I see it, to get connected to the real guides through the new you song and the as a beginning, and then like these books show so much, reveal so much about what's really going on that makes sense.
Well, Dwayne, Ariane, what do you say about this?
I say Tim's right. We need to focus on the all is first and put the rest in behind it, because people can see that there's problems going on, and everybody has a busy life. And I've seen myself, people go to the other side and they're still unconscious. Then they have to come back and they forget. And so we need to focus on the all is. Dwayne said that's what saved him when he almost died in the hospital. He focused constantly on the all is. So, yeah, presenting it is extremely important. I want to focus on doing that now. It's hard.
Doing
a lot of people presenting the All Is, the Universal University, the New School, Homeschool, All Solar Research Vessel. At least let people know and let them know about the new you. So I have an idea in the back of my head.
Good, Ariana. What's that idea? Tell us.
Okay, well, I spoke to Val when he stopped over here, and he mentioned that there are some CDs. They don't have videos, but they have CDs. So I'm thinking of getting a boombox. And we have recreation rooms here where I live, and maybe I can play it in there, and maybe some people come in and listen. I could put a note on the bulletin board. I don't know if you even have to ask permission to the management. People go in there and play games. So I could probably just do that.
I wouldn't ask permission. Just do
yeah,
it.
Right. Yeah, good idea. Yeah, I've been saving pictures on my phone that Ava has created, and I think I'll get some of those printed out in legal size paper if I can, and have those, either pass them out or hold them up, whatever. Oh, and
sounds
off
like
of
a good
CD,
idea.
Yeah, this boombox I'm interested in. You can play a CD and you can tape it on a cassette. And that way I could hand people cassettes.
Do you have any pictures of Rebazar that you could leave laying around?
On my phone, I'm going to try to get over to the stationery store and get some printed out. I think I can do that.
I remember Dwayne saying that, like, Ava's pictures are represent like thousands of words just in those pictures.
Really? Wow. Maybe it's deeper than words. Maybe they're ideas or something.
Well, the real guides are... Yeah.
Okay.
The real guides are presenting it to people that are ready. So when they have the opportunity, they can decide for themselves to test it and see what life shows them.
That's right. They need the opportunity now. There's not too many of us yet, and there's others probably waiting, looking, searching. They don't know.
Like we probably were last life and the lives before.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, everybody on the earth has been contacted already by the real guides. So it's just a matter of, like, them recognizing. Yeah, I heard that. Dwayne said that everybody's been contacted. But it's a matter of now recognition. They have to recognize to move forward to, you know, especially if they do see a picture of Rebazar or do come across a new presentation, something will trigger within them and they will have the opportunity to see more, you know, to see if they want to decide to see more and create an intent to go further, you know, than their personal self. Because everybody's basically into their personal self. So everybody has it down there in the basic subconscious. It's there. It's like a seed planted. Now it's like, you know, we're out there doing the footwork, providing the images and the shows like this one, Facebook, the social media and all that. And then the humanitarian projects, and then people, once they get, you know, they see it, something within them just might get triggered, and they'll have a recognition, and that's the key here, recognition, and then they can develop that recognition to see the isness.
Here is one of the many examples of how those in control do not want others to know what they're doing. When the dark breaths are discovered for what they've done, they either cover it up or eliminate those who are most heavily involved. Here are Sophie and her brother simply putting words on paper, and they did have a right to express themselves. And for those few words, which could have been expressed in the most derogatory fashion, they were murdered, because only the dark breath can create propaganda and distort people's minds. Today, we have the internet, and there is a lot of stuff on it. I'm amazed myself what people put on the web. But then again, what I am presenting is really far out for a lot of people. Society is in a state of unrest, as there are big changes now occurring because of the created causes from the past. Anything that's out of balance with the all is soon shows up, and many times it is deemed as a natural disaster. The dark breaths, with all they have learned over lifetimes, have a huge assortment of backup plans when things don't go their way. But eventually, they must face what they have done and learn to balance out their own lives. All of this gets into the power area, which becomes so with those who decide to take things into their own hands and conquer others. This can be the forming of armies, or even in the business world, where a person contrives to steal or manipulate situations or others for their own personal gain. Very few will discover, and most of all realize, the all is, because it is far too real. It is not that a person simply finds and realizes the true reality, but that they live with it and perceive what it is and its real true purpose. The all is stands in its own reality, and there is no dualistic nature to it, as it is the true source and not the parts that we experience from our physical level. Its true purpose is two that we experience from this physical level. Its true purpose is too far broad for a human mind to comprehend, and so the gods of man have been invented to take its place. As all of this has been established here, people have been conditioned to a fallacy, which from their limited experience seems so real, it does a toy of a child. Here is where humans become engrossed in their own exaggerated egos and vanity, thinking in their little minds that they really do know something. And just because they can think and imagine, they can then create whatever they want, as it all must come out the way that deems it to be. And it may, but only for a short time, even if that small amount of time is millions of years, the effects always show up a close study of one's dream visions becomes very beneficial. So we don't get away with the thing. Everything comes back. At the heart of mankind's dilemma, we find a very interesting fact that most people overlook, and the blatant control factor of the belief systems and what they have termed as confession. This invented idea of the church has caused more nightmares than many of the wars and battles that humans have endured over the ages. It is not hard to see why the belief systems have implemented confusion as a taskmaster for the unaware people to grovel to. The idea is to tell the priests one sin, and then all will be taken care of. Even if a person has no such deeds to their name, the idea is the same. One must confess something. This just gets the idea going. The reality and undermining current is what the church has created this idea for, is to hold people on their unconscious level. If they cannot do it on the physical, the belief systems put one into motion, the idea of confusion a long time ago, and their continued connection to those whom they do not even have personal contact with. These dark-sided and dark-hearted brats actually do black magic on their followers in an unsuspecting way. It is all done through their dreams. Many of them have learned how to enter a person's dreams and set the stage for what they want to happen, which is usually along the lines of control and persuasion. I have personally witnessed Gerald and Durwood doing this with their unsuspecting membership many times, and especially Gerald's wife, Crone, as she is the influence personified in the physical realm. There are many like these three who have organizations and corporations that work in hand with the influence. In 1984, the movie Dreamscape is an excellent example of what is taking place without the public knowing it. In it, scientists have learned how to enter a person's dreams and take charge. Rosemary's Baby, in 1968 movie, gave an excellent example of what can take place. As a woman was raped by the devil, and then she had his child. The truth is, there is not just one devil, but millions of them, as humans continually create their own demonic future and make contacts with other unseen realms that these creatures have already reside in. Let me have some feedback on that. Ariana?
I don't know what to say about that one.
Well,
I didn't see the movie. I'm sorry.
Well, I think it's really, people should be aware that when they're dreaming, they leave their bodies. And they say they really have a bad dream or they have a good dream. That's it. That, where do those dreams come from? You know, a lot of them come from the dark breaths and try to influence when we get scared in a dream. Who's that? Who's making us scared? Are we making us scared? What's going on here? Dark breath. Or is this some instruction that we should know about? Why was this dream given to us? I mean, there's lots of things that are happening here.
Yes, excuse me. Yeah, a lot of children have, they're scared of the dark in their room and they want a light coming in from the hall or something. And some even say there's monsters under the bed and in the closet and all that. And they're afraid. And I did have an experience when my first grandson was a baby. And, he was pretty little. And I saw that he was really being chased by something, a monster. And my daughter related to me that he was crying at night. And she would let him come by her bed and hug him and stuff. And I had another lady, this was back when I was in the corporation, and I think that their word was still valid. And I had... I know what it was. I took on the real side, my grandson to my lady friend's house, who was in the corporation, and she just lived in a small trailer, and yet on the other side, she had a lot of rooms, and she put him separate in a room to protect him from this negative entity, and apparently we must have dissuaded it from attacking him, because my daughter related later that he stopped having nightmares. So I wonder if that had helped. And she was preventing me from telling him about the corporation, and she was always against it, and she didn't want to hear about it. And you know what? She was right in the long run.
That's where we come in with the education. And I had an experience when I was about 8 years old. We just moved into this house in Palo Alto, California, and I was an only child. And there was two ghosts in the house. They were the former owners. They were two old ladies, and they used to like walk around at night. It was really scary, because you know, wow. I'd either go to the living room and watch TV, or else hide under the covers in my bed, because it was not safe walking around other parts of the room, especially the basement. That was really scary. But you see, the kids pick up on this. I couldn't really tell my parents. My parents were kind of duh about it, you know, anything like that. As far as I know, I mean, they may have known more, but as far as I know, they're just Christian, church-going Christians. So I really had nowhere to go with any kind of assistance to understanding what was going on. So for me, it was scary because, you know, I didn't know the bigger picture, that these are just entities that are attached. They have an attachment to their location, the physical, and they may not know about other life levels or accessing other areas, you know, without the body. I mean, just basically they're kind of ignorant to that. Once they lose the body, they don't know what to do. A lot of them think they're still alive. And that's why they stick around. These two old ladies that stuck around. It's a very old house. It's built in, I guess it's 1913, somewhere around there. So that's where we come in with the education, especially the kids. New school, homeschool would be encouraging, you know, fantasy and dream, you know, sharing your dreams, and then giving them feedback, and acknowledging them, you know, in any way we can, and encouraging them to maintain this relationship with other life levels, because the kids in the academia, your literal school system, they lose it quite quickly once they start getting programmed. So we come in where we're just give the child freedom to express themselves and to really be able to share what they bring back, because they do bring back valuable information for the adults, even because they're more on a pure and sincere level. They haven't been programmed yet. So that's part of this.
I think that's really important, you know. Even as children have their little dreams and they ask mommy and daddy, and they just kind of brush it off. But there's a lot in a dream, a lot of information that is brought to us if we can just acknowledge that these dreams really are important to us. And why was I told about this dream and this, you know, shown this in my dream? Dreams are really fascinating, actually, if you once get into them and try and decide and can share with others what the dreams mean, and you can figure it out, because every dream has something important to say to you, I think. It shows us ourselves. It's those that we sometimes don't want to look at, and sometimes we learn from our dreams. So dreams are important. And besides that, they're fun. They're fun to share with people. Everybody likes to hear a dream. So, and it's just a good time for us to conclude. And I want us all to have very wonderful dreams tonight. Dreams we get it. You know, we understand what's going on, and by golly, they can't hide that forever for us. And the guides will be there and sharing our experiences are really great. And we learn from each other. We really do. So with those wonderful words of wisdom, I'm going to close the book on Duane, the great writer, his dream vision. And tonight, I want everybody to have really wonderful dreams, happy dreams tonight. Please do that. That would be kind of fun to share some of our dreams in one of these, you know, one of these evenings that we get together. That would be fun. And I think we could probably learn something. Okay, Ariana, thank you so much for being with us. And I hope get the pleasure of hearing you again, being with us again. And thanks, Tim. It's wonderful that you're always so... Oh, yes. And I'm going to close. I think we should do this. Let's all say, then do the new you. And so this will keep us aware.
Good night, everyone. Till next time. Happy dreams.
Yes, you get happy dreams.